So our four intrepid adventurers are on a deadly quest to...
Black Abyss, apparently.
It's get the fourth piece of the seven whatevers.
Don't help him.
The seven
sorry,
whatevers.
Sorry, is this true?
Yes.
Chatty for nothing.
That's true. We are searching for the magical badger of doom. Go to it.
The badger of doom?
Where has he been kicked to?
I have no idea, Dave.
The quest that brought you to...
the magnificent city of Innaplos.
Where in the sewers you found...
a huge mess.
And in the storm sewers, you found...
at the entrance to a lost temple.
And that lost temple is infested... I better not say what else it's infested, or let you say, because I'm...
We don't know out. Yet.
Within the ruins of this lost temple, you hope to find...
I'm on the spot.
Jeez. I'll start right there.
Yeah, I think you're going to start here or there. I'm not sure which. Probably wait until I actually have to.
Maybe you should roll and die. Figure it out.
Don't you love vloggers?
Let the dice make my decision.
59 ideas a minute.
Yeah.
Let's just drop characters and we start there.
Yeah, but then we'll take, like, falling damage.
Actually, going to start here.
Simple formation.
Uh-oh. I know that laugh.
Is that the evil DM laugh? Yeah.
No, it was the...
make them think it's an evil DM laugh.
Right.
So, down in the sewers beneath the city of...
In Naplos.
Right.
It's very original.
You found this massive set of double doors that were carved indicating that it was the lost temple of...
It was the Lost Temple.
Just the Lost Temple.
The Lost Temple. PM.
The Lost Temple. PM.
Should be taking notes.
All right.
This will be important later.
That's right.
The puzzle at the end. Like.
So you stand before a massive double door.
You must be the side.
Shield if you're nasty.
Right, so we open the door. Or all try right. To.
Make me a strength check.
Need some help?
I need no help from you.
Brave and feeble, man.
Now you need help.
I'm kidding.
That's act. I rolled a symbol.
That's a one.
So, modified to a five. You just cast on me.
To budge. Nothing. It's clearly impossible to move.
Guys, let's just go. All right, see
ya. No, let's eat.
We don't need this badger and trinket anyway.
You need to try a little bit harder. I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna push it. Go.
Whoa!
Open the door.
Okay. I'm opening the door.
18.
One again.
God.
All right. That
you,
dice is...
You're trying to push the dwarf towards the door, but being a dwarf, he's really hard to move, and you actually get. Swings open.
And that's how you do it.
You obviously hit the catch that opens it. It's like a trap, mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Give me the axe. Take the bow.
I don't like bows.
So, you see a very large room with a really high ceiling. There's a fire burning brightly here. There's crates and other
stuff.
Barrels and home furniture. banishings of all kinds. Guard tower here. I guess it goes all the way up to the ceiling, which is 15 feet high. There are two kobolds who are already yelling because of all the noise you made at the door.
Understandable.
They found us somehow.
I don't speak dragon dog.
Draconic.
Dragon.
I speak Draconic. You just made that language up.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know why it says there's only two, because there's several that you can clearly see. All right. The kobolds are, as you walk in there, are already in the act of rolling initiative. And they urge you to do the same.
All right. I've gotten all the ones out of the sky.
Yeah.
The first three are ones. Coming. No, they're all gone now.
Okay. Here I am waiting for my turn. All right, Orinda, what did you get?
13.
Nurgrim Steel Shield.
Nurgrim?
Nurgrim Steel Shield, yep.
What did you get?
I got a 10.
What perfectly. Is the name with TH in it?
It's an elf thing.
Theron.
Theron. I know how to pronounce it. I've practiced for 15 years.
Theron.
Doesn't exist in French.
Yeah. What's your name?
It's 20.
20?
Just don't make me pronounce French.
Alicia.
Alicia is 17. So putting your tongue behind your teeth.
Sacre.
Alright, the kobolds go first. The kobolds, take cover.
Run into the room.
Theron!
Alright, so 7. 5, 6, 7. Alright, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I shoot 2 arrows using twin strike. So first is scores of 15, and the second one is a 24.
The second one's going to hit. You were shooting on the same one, right?
Yeah. 8, so that's 14 points of damage.
It squeals in pain.
Ah! My cover didn't help!
These crates are useless.
I'll use Lance of Faith.
Laser Cleric!
Your fist can't hurt me! Told you!
You're right.
It's not strong enough! Your god has deserted you!
Kobold me? Yeah, they're no, really insightful. Man, I don't know if I can go in there. I got some skeletons in my closet, I gotta tell you.
You want it?
I'm not the original Mr. Steel Shield.
You just want to be loved!
Next, a couple of sling projectiles come out of the arrow slits high up in the tower.
I'll be glue potted.
Or whatever. You might stink.
Stink potted.
Stink pot's good too.
Potted. Or all of the above.
Hey, I can take it.
I really want to.
Hey, we're third level, so this is like tanks.
Does 19 hit your armor class?
Yep.
You're on fire. You're taking 7 points of damage now, and I'm going to fire.
Sphere, which is an area burst to inside of here?
Yes.
Okay, I will do that. Now I'll do that sphere.
Good choice. Go ahead and make your attacks.
There are like 5 minions all around here that you can't see.
Oh, I hope so.
This one first. That's a 13 versus
is reflex, and this one
continue doing so.
Is lower than that. 10.
You missed them both. Reflex. About attacking the ranger, so he moves up and rolls a 1. I have to check.
Shit, keep asking. Where is it, Phil?
So we should just be teleporting. Oh, elf.
Elf. All right.
25 to hit the cleric.
Sure.
5 damage, and he marked you.
Listen to him.
Theron.
All right. I'll do a construction of the cover.
Do you want to shift?
I don't think you're going to be using this.
Yeah, I need to shift if I want to shoot without getting an attack of potion. Right, so that's the one that's marked.
Marked and damaged.
So do you want to kill it or?
Yes. Right, I'll kill them all.
I'll shift here.
Do you care if I tell you? Suggest other. If you shift there, these guys might not be able to shoot.
Out there.
They might move over one. But
they're like elevated.
And a guard.
They're like up in a guard tower.
Yeah, but so if he moves back.
Right, that's what
he might be more covered.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I might get covered from this cookie.
Just in case. Thank you very much. Stink potting and more.
Oh, I'm on fire. I'm going too.
Oh yeah, I'm burning.
Do you smell that? It's eau de feu. Alright,
are you marking your quarry?
One turn, it's to you. So that would be that one? Or
yeah, because there's other ones that are like farther
up. The nearest one you can see would definitely be that one.
Okay, thanks. So I will mark it and I will go to turn strike. The first attack is probably a miss, which is 13. And the second attack is 19 plus the bonus.
Hit!
Alright, so that's a d10 plus a d8, right? Yeah.
You're in your minis pictures.
I know.
So,
I have an obsession.
It's 8 points of damage. So I shifted, I shot twice, I'm done.
Alright. He yelps in pain.
I'll get you for that!
You already did!
I'll get you again!
Felicia!
Yes, I'm okay, saving throw at the end of my turn.
Nope.
Shift. I'll do Sacred Flame on the one that marked me. It is 22 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah.
7 points of damage. Yeah, I'll take it.
How do I get enrolled in RPG? God, I'm sorry what I said about your gun. God, burn!
I don't know how damaged you guys are, so. Real healing.
I'm good. I'm not bloody yet. 6 away.
Slingers, throw some more pots. One's going to shoot at the fighter this time. I'm not going to roll a d12 for the attack, whatever.
I'm okay with it, just so you know.
Anyway, this one.
misses. Of course it hits. They're third level.
AMs don't memorize the armor class of players.
So that's a bolt of silvery bolt of force. That is a 18 versus reflex. Seven.
Should we
force
like, maybe I don't increase the teamwork part of that fight?
Oh, this one. I'm getting them off the clear.
We're spreading damage.
They're cobalt. Come on. Yeah.
They've got only 4 hit points, right?
You bloodied him. This one is also bloodied. I'm sorry.
Trying to get that one off
clear.
Damage.
No grim.
Oh, okay. Creatures.
You just moved into cleave position, guys. Please start with
that.
Maybe they'll stop backstabbing me if I do. It's psychological warfare. That's a...
That's a no.
Not very good.
Your psychological warfare doesn't work on us!
No, you don't have a psychology. I mark him again.
Are you going to move?
If I shift, they just start shifting all over the place, too.
You're being flanked.
If I shift, they just start shifting all over the place, too.
By a dagger. Dagger.
But unless you finish shifting there, then you can't be
yeah, but I'm gonna
flank anymore.
Right, but I'm saying I should start making my way over.
You're the defender, so you're the front. You can take it.
All right. You guys talk me into it.
Oh, you ruined my thing!
Not toward me. That way.
Come towards the wizard. He tastes good.
Flaming sea.
I hear kobolds taste like chicken, so burn them.
He shifts. And he stands there.
Uh-oh.
Looking like he's waiting for something.
Uh-oh.
You're playing both attacking the same thing. I remember that rule.
Yeah.
Players go,
no, you're not allowed to do that. And this guy lets loose.
That are worse than mine.
Yeah.
No more than
you slightly chipped my armor.
You will pay for
that.
This
may bruise later.
Does a 20 hit you?
No.
All right.
Bang.
Kring. Shield.
Shift away from this ranger.
I roll a 1.
Eat my arrow.
Falling back sounds like a good idea.
Was it about calling the green dragon I read this today?
Right.
Ed! These adventures are for you!
Alright, Theron!
Alright, yeah, not in a very cool spot. Any way I can shoot without getting an attack of opportunity?
Not that I screw in for.
No, you're pretty well pinned.
I might as well take the attack. So,
he's my claw.
He's already hurt, right? He's such a bloody one.
He's not bloody.
Not really bloody. No, this is the bloody one.
And
so, okay, so I'm going to take the attack of opportunity, and I'm going to do a two-fang strike on it. So that's 2 attacks at plus 8, so that's a 12, and that's a 14.
I'm glad you suck as bad as I do.
Impossible, he dodged the arrow.
You're just shooting, like, over its head.
I get nervous.
I'm not used to this.
I get nervous in crowds.
Well, he shot. Do you want to shift?
Yeah.
This one and this one.
Yeah, it's still with that one, right? But the bloody one, just sacred flame again.
Bloody!
6 freaking points.
I could use it.
Six. Oh, and I can take burning. How much was that?
Right, that was
same
two.
Here. So it's my three, so that's easy.
Saving throw, I fail.
Saving throw here, I get it.
Just a question, your healing power, don't you get a bonus of plus 4 because you're cleric?
See, that's a temporary point.
It's temporary.
Okay,
oh, so I have to track those as temporary.
I didn't make it.
Alright, this slinger throws a puck at the Rangers.
I don't know if there's pluses around there. They say they are, but I didn't know that.
Better. They both fail. Miserably. Orinda.
Alright, I am going to just continue to bust out my counter power, so I'll use my wand, Ray of Enfeeblement, on this guy.
Okay.
Right back there. So, let's see if he likes weird green mist streaming through his flesh. That's going to be a 13 versus Fortitude.
That'll hit.
Oh, nice.
We'll pick the right defense.
11 necrotic damage, and he is weakened until the end of my next turn.
Bobby, until the end of your next turn?
Yes.
Okay. Nargrim.
You guys are still in cleave position, you know that?
We don't care.
You're in Cleveland?
You're right. Cleveland. See, it's
nice.
Different. Cleave.
Nice.
Dragon him.
Yep.
Yep.
16, you say.
16, I say.
You cleaved him, all right.
I told you.
Monster.
And 3 damage to you, sir. Whack. And bash him with my shield in the back. Half damage.
Hey, where did the mic go?
Ship. Can you mark him? Or not? I didn't really tag him. I think I
took care of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Guys,
we're not
go
kidding.
To the next encounter area.
Oh, I can't resist. Back in turn. Oh.
19.
Yes.
7 damage. Shifts away.
Marked. My which sheet? This one, okay.
Yep. This guy.
Mine should hit unless you.
Shifts back into the flank.
Ha ha! Take it back.
14.
Nope.
13.
Nope. What did I tell you guys about Cleveland?
Theron.
Alright, I'm marking him. Marking him as my quarry.
Uh-huh.
I'll move over okay. here. Does he have cover?
No.
Okay, so. First attack. That's 16. Is that a hit?
No.
I'll take my elven accuracy.
Okay.
So that's second roll is higher. It goes to 21.
And that hits him?
And the second attack is also 21. So. That's plus
61 damage.
Yeah. 7 plus 11. Plus 4. That's
15 points of damage.
Alright, with 2 arrows sticking out of both of his shoulders,
he says, oh, I should have stayed back.
And it's Felicia's turn.
Is it this guy?
Ouch.
Yep. Is that that guy?
No.
I'll give you a healing word as a minor action.
Okay.
So you get. Spend a healing surge and you get 10 additional hit points. So you should be fine now. And I can see him.
So that's healing surge with a 10, okay.
So basically, oh, wait, I take damage from fire. I'll roll that at the end.
Have you gotten hit?
Yeah.
Since then? Because you had 3 temporary hit points.
I have 6 temporary hit points that were
not good. I think you've got it.
Okay.
They don't stack, but yeah, once they go away.
Well, he got healed by the
monster. Doing Sacred Flame on him. points. That's more like it. That is 12 points of damage.
Oh. Your dice are better than ours.
And who wants 3 temporary hit points?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Now I roll to see if I'm still on fire.
No. Yes.
Yes. I do not like being on fire.
Alright, Slinger on the Ranger. A 10. A Slinger on the Fighter. A 14.
Reflex.
Miss.
Hey, watch it. Sorry. Alright, I'm done.
Nergrim.
Crushing blow. Is he bloodied yet?
No.
He will be unless I roll one.
That was perfect.
Wow. I hesitated. There's like no way. This is gonna happen.
Good job.
Alright.
Should be out of ones by now. Mark him anyway.
Okay. Kobold gets a 20. He does 9 damage to you.
Okay.
He marks you.
Your
he shifts
day.
Away. And Darn's off.
I like it. We line up. So
this is a tower with arrow slits in it, or is it ramparts at the top? It goes all the way up to the ceiling.
It goes all the way up
and it has arrow slits.
Is it arrow slits anyway?
No, I think so.
Okay.
This guy attacks you very sad, not to have a flank anymore. But he gets the 22.
That'll hit.
He jabs his sword between your chink and your armor and does 4. 4 fearsome points of damage.
Bloody.
Awesome.
So fearsome. Oh. He needed that kidney.
Alright, so I'll, starting with Twin Strike and I'll move. I'll start with the bloody, which is my quarry. Over here. So that's a 17.
17 AC is a miss. Just ducks underneath it.
So the second arrow will go there. Same thing. It's a miss.
Ooh, ooh, I'm too fast for you.
Yes, you are. Felicia, you're still on fire?
Yes. Endlessly on fire. Now I'm bloody.
I'm dead again. Almost.
Yeah. Well, I have plenty of hit points, but I'm bloody.
You need a healing surge, or...
That would be nice. Oh, well, I'm a dwarf. I'll just take care of it next round.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
Don't worry about me. Got a backstabber to pummel.
I'll fire at that one. I'm going to do Lance of Faith. First reflex. Oh, sorry, that's 1d8.
Nice save.
Nice save.
Indeed.
That's karma.
7 points of damage.
It was just meant to be.
And someone gets a +2 power bonus on your next.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I wonder who.
Alright, he's not quite bloody. But he's saying,
we're sorry what we said about your god. Very, very sorry. Your god burns.
Slingers. All right, the pot comes out this side now. That's the ranger. But there must be a dozen of them. Dozen of them up there. 24.
Yep.
6 damage. And you're immobilized.
Uh-oh.
A sticky goo.
Yeah, that's probably what
you...
I know.
slingers over there. I'll stay behind the door. And I'll magic missile him again. That'll hit. Yep. Imagine 24 versus reflex, and that's 6.
Oh, 11 right. Damage. I forgot about that.
You've bloodied him. Norgrim?
Norgrim. He's bloodied, you said?
Yep.
Do it anyway, because I don't like him. Steel Serpent Strike. 14. Yay, encounter powers.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Mr. Perfect. Mark in.
Do we have action points?
You have an action point. These guys go next.
He eats an arrow in the head before he attacks through its disruptive strike.
Alright.
But I did it. I would get an attack of opportunity anyway, no? Or would I?
It's a
disruptive strike, basically. So it's an immediate interrupt. You or an ally is attacked by a creature. And it's martial weapon, Amelia. I can use a ranged weapon. Basically, I did and make an attack. To interrupt his attack. Now, does he get it? Yeah, I like this. I'm listening very carefully. I can whack him with the bow.
It's like a plus one bow.
I think he does get the upper. No. No, that way lies madness.
Thank you very much. So, that's 21.
That'll hit.
That's 6 points of damage.
Ow!
Sorry, 8 points of damage. And the next attack is at -6.
Ow. -6.
So the arrow is lodged somewhere exceedingly painful.
Yeah, he misses. Ow!
He likes the range.
Range is pretty cool.
You marked him.
Yep. Thank you.
He doesn't care. Oh. Taking the -2.
Look up my AC.
21.
That hits.
3.
Ouch.
7.
All right.
You can't hear my blood.
I'm gonna use Sacred Flame.
You're still on fire, right?
Nope. I saved.
Oh, okay.
Trust me. Otherwise, I'd be
burnt to a crisp.
So I'll use Sacred Flame. That guy definitely hit. That does 12 points of radiant damage, and then I give him the ability to make a saving throw.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
It does.
Okay.
That's my turn. Thank you very much.
Yeah, let's
see. I activate.
Have an action move.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and minor and whatnot.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna kill myself. You guys don't mind since I'm already bloody.
Go for it.
So,
that's what I forgot to do.
It's 9 plus 8, 17.
Dillion's all after me. Okie dokie.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4. Can we go around this way?
Looks like
it. Is
he still alive?
Yeah.
He is clinging to dear life.
He's gotta be freaking. I want to get past him, though. I can always get past him. 4, 5. I know, I'm going to go back.
Alright,
that was bloody too.
Alright, I'm done. I will be using Nimble Strike on him.
Alright.
So that's a shift and attack. 15. I probably miss.
Not going to do it.
Alright, so I'm going to move here.
Wizard, wait there a sec.
Okay, I'll delay.
I have a cunning plan.
Alright. Norgrim?
Looks like the flank's on the other foot now.
kick him in the face.
Tied hard. 17. 19 with the flank.
That hits?
Right. See, that was crucial.
Thank your wizard.
Yeah, it was.
I'm just standing
11
here.
11 damage.
Yeah, you did roll. Threatening him.
Well, let's see. Where can I push him to? like either of those squares? Like towards the wizard? Okay.
Thank you. Alright, now I'll go.
You're moving out of a threat area.
Huh?
It's okay.
You move out of a threat area.
Moving out of a threat area is okay, moving within.
How's that? Huh? Better? Good?
A shift is fine.
Yeah.
Right.
It gives it a marker. Okay.
Well, no, mark doesn't matter. Like, if you move out of a threat area, then
he's still going to minus two against me. But anyway. Oh, magic missile him. Just to, you know, try to kill him.
Wind and run.
20 versus reflex.
That hits.
And it does a piddly 7 damage.
He only has 6 left.
All right.
Oh, I got magic.
Take credit for the kill, but okay.
I took 3 damage. This is a big deal.
Who says elves and dwarves can't work together? Ooh, Eladrin, sorry, awkward.
Can I still mark if he doesn't see me?
It wears off.
That's
yeah.
It. You have to
You get better, basically.
You were marked until the end of his next turn, okay. Which is almost upon us.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Felicia.
Oh. I can't attack her. If I attack them, they have, like, superior cover or something.
Does a 16 hit your reflex?
What are you doing?
Uh-oh. Waiting for that.
Yeah? Why is that there? Oh, you see, it doesn't work.
Oh.
It jammed it.
Well, don't worry about it. It is a pit. You fall in.
Oh.
You only take 1 point of damage from the fall, but you're prone at the bottom.
The thing is, it's like staring at us right in the face.
I saw it. Nobody crossed it in my game.
Nobody paid attention.
See,
never crossed it.
None of us have paid
it. Oh, yeah, because they're light.
None of us.
No, they never went across it.
The get one.
They always went around this way.
Okay. So standard action. So.
Yep.
So I can stand up.
Awesome.
And I can say,
what's the DC to jump?
Look out, one.
Look out for the pit.
Look out for the pit.
You fell 10 feet down.
All right.
I think if you get a running start, it's just 5 per square.
Yeah.
So, for jumping.
Theron.
All right, so.
What's the DC for him to jump over?
Jump over would be 11. But you gotta climb up first.
Okay, so. So I'll probably get a running start and jump, but I don't know if it changes anything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I wanna finish here. So I'd like to jump over the pit. Is that. That's what we asked for. So that's okay. It's DC 11 to climb out. So that, I thought it was a low DC.
No, it's DC 11 to jump over it if you have at least 2 squares of running start.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I can make it.
Let's go.
Da 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 da. Make it. Do I see the kobold?
You see this guy's got cover.
All right, so...
What's cover? It's cover.
Shoot around the corner.
Not yet.
Curve the shot.
Curve the shot, yeah.
Bounce bank it off the wall.
Bounce it off.
That's right.
Cross corner. All right, so I'll use a nimble strike. Well, I'll use a twitch strike. So that's 16 and 21.
21 hits.
How did you make that shot?
He shoots 2 arrows in the air, and like one bounces off the other.
And the first one is,
deflects the other one into the kobold. It's really quite impressive.
He's actually still laughing about the cleric falling in the pit. He's been waiting for that for 5 rounds now. That was there, and this lingers go.
I'm dying from not surprise.
You take a minus two penalty to attack rolls until you save.
Second wind.
That'd be a nice potion.
Can we see me or not?
I think I'm actually going to run.
Alright, let's do this.
You're going to see a door here.
I'm going to move here.
Door over here.
Imagine not use doors, I will take step up to there.
Well, screw you.
And then I'll use four sword with action points.
Alright.
Alright. Shoot that guy. Let's hope that this hits.
Bam.
Nine versus reflex.
Yeah, not so much.
It looked really cool, though.
I don't make a secondary deck, so alright. Well, I'm up here. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
It's a good view.
You're immobilized at the bottom of the pit.
Can I attack one of those guys?
You can. A lot of superior cover.
Wait. What the hell?
What is he doing?
Try Lance
at the slingers.
Oh, okay. While immobilized.
He's covered in glue, but you know. What else to do?
I presume that misses.
Probably.
Do my save.
There you go.
Now I get it.
I can still move.
Ben, you think.
Yes, I do.
He's just French-Canadian, not actually French, so...
water is so cheap in Canada, we can actually chow it. Alright, so...
I guess so. Melt the ice.
Help? No, you're right. You're okay.
I mean, if you can kill some people, that would help.
Alright, so I will... I can't shift around a corner, right?
Right.
Yeah. Alright, so let's get rid of him and then start them. Acrobatics.
No.
It's
like a rogue power now.
Yeah. Alright, I'll shoot it then.
He's bloody though, right? Okay.
This one is not. This is the one that's been hiding back here all along. This one is
new.
What's my quarry?
Christine?
Surgically altered. He's in bad shape.
Alright, so I'll I'll twin strike it. So I miss and I miss. Then that's it. Well, actually, I'll shift here because I don't want to be more rushed into anything.
Slingers have a new best friend.
Hey, buddies. Hello.
Move action. Minor action. And a standard action for Zach. For one. Move action. Minor action.
Stupid shifty kobolds.
17.
That is.
7 damage. Third grim.
But you know,
that'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Cobalt juice.
They're gonna get attacked. Opportunity against.
Thunderwave. Thunderwave is close.
Oh. Well, I'll move there. And Thunderwave. Damage with this one. Let's go that one first. 10 versus Fortitude. The other one, 7 versus Fortitude. Or a miss. One.
That was unfortunate.
At least that's an at will.
Yeah.
Hey, buddies, let's have some coffee. Isn't it lovely up here?
Not allowed in here.
What? All right, this guy attacks Nergrim.
Guys, it's okay. We're
and gets a 20.
Oh.
Ow.
9 damage.
Okay, bloodied again.
He does not shift away because that would kill him. This one. Yes.
Yeah,
we're
coming right out. Yes.
6 damage.
Yes, sir.
Bloody.
He does shift away.
I think our big problem is not rolling higher than a 10.
Well.
Big
problem.
Yeah,
caddy. She brought the dice.
I can climb up the wall.
You can try.
Alright, I'll try to climb up the wall.
Athletics.
Athletics?
You need help, I could.
Thank you.
Up you go.
Hey. 71, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Okay. I can see him?
Yep.
I'm gonna pull out the big light. Daunting light on that guy.
I forgot the close spells.
20 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Very nice. Makes
sense. 17 points of damage. And you have combat advantage against them forever.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be dead.
Like, forever.
The kobold's retired like 30 years later. Like, I remember you.
Oh, Unagi.
Theron, did you roll a save against your manage to attack some of your last round?
No, I didn't.
Okay, then you still have it.
Yep.
But you have combat a minute. Cancels it out.
So, I will shift and do. Once again, it's a strike. Minus 2, plus 2. Quarry. So I miss. And I miss.
Oh. These dice really do suck, don't they? Except mine. Mine are good.
The answer dice are always awesome.
Save against your attack penalty.
Yes, thank you very much. Save.
Okay. Slingers suddenly decide that maybe they don't want to be right by the wall. Because they might fit out those arrow threats.
Maybe they can fit through arrow
threats. There's really no help for it.
Yeah, wherever they are. I'm in the Thunderbolt.
Right off the any minute now. I can feel it coming.
Oh, stay right there.
You see the tower like shaking and then like nothing happened.
Big surprise there.
Uh oh.
See how long we can keep this up. Well, 24.
24 of it.
5 damage.
Ouch.
Nergrim.
How bad are you?
Not bloodied yet.
Okay. So you can continue to take on 2 kobolds single-handedly.
Oh, I think I can handle 2 kobolds. Please.
They're what, like CR 1/4?
Great. They used to be.
What's CR?
Right.
I don't even know. What is this stuff?
Side of iron. There we go. 25.
Good push, right?
Yes. It's 9 damage.
Finally.
My you push, one hit point mocks you!
You push the bloody body.
Action point.
Oh, yeah!
Side of iron.
Wow.
Critical hits!
All the dice needed was for me to mock them.
You're right. We'll show you, Mr. DM. 17 plus D6 cold. 20 damage.
Sweat.
Okay.
Now that's how you use an action point.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, nice to see you.
Brenda.
All right, let's try this again.
Playing any trinkets?
No. I found some dead kobolds.
All right, let's try this again. That one first.
fit through the arrow slits, they're going to go through the arrow slits.
They are small.
They fall prone, but do not go through.
Aww.
Can't you guys just go through?
I go up and start forcing.
Get out there. Get out of my tower.
Not quite bloody from that one hit.
Yeah.
Dragon Shield Girl. Zeb.
Thunder Wave.
Alicia.
Dragon Shield Girl.
Other effect.
1, 2, 3.
Roll to save from any effect.
Is that 4 or 5?
Minor action to open the door.
Oh, it's a minor action. I open up the door. Sorry. And then is that 4 or 5?
And that's 1, 2.
You can't split it.
Yeah.
3. You can't split.
Oh, you can't split? Okay. Hello.
How's it going?
You can't, like, move some. Take a minor action.
Move, you can split your multiple crossover both moves. So let's say that you've got to move a 5 and then I read that last move.
Right, but you can't take an action in between the two moves.
Sure.
And it's your turn.
Wouldn't be able to attack this turn. Yeah.
1, 2, so it's the turn, or?
Right.
4, 5, 6. Ah, oh, man, you're in my 5, 6, 7. Oh, no, I don't want to be there. I can shoot from there.
You can shoot from there.
Yeah.
Sure, I knock him down, and then you.
We can leave and close the door behind us, and you can just fight them.
I'll give you credits somewhere.
Alright, they're harder to hit because they're prone. So
that's right. So, that's 19.
That's a hit.
7. Second arrow pulled on the same one. Yes, it's a 3. So, forget it. So
you did
11.
You did bloody him with a 7.
Okay.
And then 11 misses. Alright.
Just in the. Here's kind of stairs. And I don't stink no more.
The cobalt thinks maybe he wanted to go out the arrow slit now. They would be safer outside. I was trying to see if there would be a way that I could push them out, like, both sides.
Yield, you've got higher ground.
Stop.
So I stab you with this dagger, 19.
That hits.
5 damage.
Ow.
Bloody morale. Bobbles.
And because I'm bloodied, I get a +2 bonus to AC and saving throws.
You know what? I cheated on the damage. I rolled the wrong die. It was actually 7.
Sure.
The second one gets a 23 to hit you.
Oh, nice. Hit despite my threat.
4 damage.
Ow.
Help!
Oh, you guys are right here. Hey.
Thurgan.
Out of my way.
I can walk on my body. It's done in a typical turn. I'm that easy.
Great. 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, I was there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 would be somewhere there. And I can charge in.
Let's get the heck out of here.
Pardon, and Randy Bueller.
And an owl magic missile. I love this spell. Silvery Bolt of Force.
Back in magic.
16 versus reflex.
I'm hit.
Yeah, I was
10 damage.
Way back.
He's bloody.
All right.
Delisa.
Heal me.
Heal you? I'm out of heals. But I'll try my best. Who's him? Sacred Flame.
Kill him first.
He dies. Or he takes... 7 points of damage. You get 3 temporary hit points.
Nice.
You guys.
The temporary hit points go away, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. But you can spend healing surges now. I have a rules question for you.
Continuously, I can continuously use healing word like every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can basically keep giving you guys an extra bonus.
Alright. Let's rest in this tower.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So but you can use less. You can use less healing surges with a cleric in your group when you
close the door.
Or right. Any leader.
I close the door. Let's rest in here.
Yeah, if you're willing to take multiple increments of 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I can, that happens.
I'll be fine.
There's no
Really? Is it, like, because of time pressure?
Some groups we do it regularly, and other groups we don't.
Okay.
My players are min-max power gamers. They do it every
first, I'll use a second win.
My group does it. I mean, like, it makes the cleric feel even more useful.
Rest for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, if you use a second win, all you do is get a healing surge. And then
two for the price of one.
Healing word me, please.
So you get an extra 7.
Okay.
And then I can give someone else an extra 10.
Are you using it?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
So you still use the healing surge.
Crack.
Anyone else? No, I'm going to do it for myself. Okay.
I'll help get her one.
I'm back to full.
You can have the other one for 9.
None. Alright. So
that's
now
you do that.
So now we need to rest again so that you can get your healing words back.
Right.
So that's just start
it's a 15-minute rest.
15 minutes.
I'm going to, while I'm healed, I'm going to, like, look out these arrow slits.
Alright, so we're done. We're ready.
Just to make sure nothing's moving around.
Guys, I think we got all the kinks out of our battle strategy. I think it's going to be go really well from now on. I've learned how to hit these things, and I think we're good to go.
How hard can you
be? Yeah, exactly. I mean, yes, they were kobolds.
What did they have on them?
Mundane gear.
Aww.
Is there anything in the...
Always. Why do monsters always have mundane
gear? All
right, so we're out.
There's some food.
Kobold. Definition
is
of food.
Finger food.
That's right.
Right.
So they eat little snacks. It's like a health.
Are these outdoors?
It's yeah.
Like about the troll finger
like
races.
They're little sport closets.
Okay.
That's right.
Just the closets make sure there's no other kobolds ready to leave out.
Thunder wave each closet.
No more kobolds waiting to leave.
Clear. All right.
There's a recipe book I think in Castle Grail that
I go ahead.
I'm probably going to go down this way.
No, no. Hey, there's an identical party here up these stairs.
All right, let's go.
Nice.
All right, the stairs lead down over there.
Hey, that's my part. You're in my part of the world, buddy.
The underworld.
Where you see a number of cages. Over here. There are several piles of rubble scattered around the near rim from defaced statues and ornaments. The room is also occupied, and you don't seem welcome.
Oh, we brought
crashing
cake.
Parties.
Yes, we have cake.
It's delightful.
Do you think there will really be cake?
It's a lie.
All right.
Oh,
man, what is that?
All right.
So please know,
what
your,
sound
mom, know your mom jokes.
Get. There's an enormous boar in the middle of the room. Two hobgoblins with actually flails.
Nerdrim. Go get it.
You're the chairman of the boar.
Oh.
And a hideous looking fey humanoid creature.
That's my
one
mom.
Of the cages.
I'm Menaladrin. Could actually be my mom. I don't know. I've never met her.
Ollie Hank.
That was really nice.
I thought it was a shrieking hag.
The door to that cage is ajar.
Oh,
awesome.
Like she sleeps in a cage. Cool.
I'm assuming we're going to be rolling some sort of d20.
Harley!
Yeah. The boar.
I'll take this as a
my god, it's a talking boar.
Wow.
Surrender.
Get out of here. They're clearly messing with magic they don't understand.
Can I interest you in something called Amway?
Nobody say anything about bacon, okay? Like, serious.
Or in that, what's your name?
14.
Hey, I've got a fire. Flame versus longbow. Do I
15.
Smell bacon?
This whole encounter is wrapped in bacon.
And the cleric cast bacon of hope?
Bacon of hope. It's 26.
Wow. Or blessed bacon.
At least
nine.
the two fangs dry all over my
face. Not hell. The fighter will come and help me.
Retreat up the stairs, guys.
Send this last word.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
But I can't actually mark him.
Don't do that, Phil.
No. All right, so I'll just shoot the guy.
What did you roll for initiative, Dave?
15.
Okay.
So I'll go with the twin strike. So that's 12,
Steve Jobs
and
like
that's
totally
5.
To ride the board.
Oh, yeah.
Twin misses.
They're dot arrows.
Click, 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 click.
Damn, my boy.
The jam. Put up ammo. Who keeps saying click?
The boar charges the ranger.
Boar defiant.
Don't kill him. He's a talking magical boar of friendliness.
It wasn't friendly when it said roll initiative.
I'm just being hopeful.
Yeah.
And cheery.
15.
You missed. Jump right on his tusk.
Thurgrim.
Ride the boar.
Nope. Cooler.
Tide of iron.
Nice.
I mean...
Tinfoil.
Hi, boar. I mark him, too.
All right, Arunda.
Something somewhere.
Yeah, sure. I will cast Shock Sphere. I will hurl
a crackling orb of lightning there.
Is that first two?
Yep.
Hey, all right.
And let's do some damage.
Electric boar.
The boar gets hit by the orb on the shore. That would be a 19. So that's 25 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
The first hobgoblin's 8 versus reflex.
That's
your hobgoblins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other one, that's 25 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
4, 6, plus 1, plus 5.
Well,
thank you. That's the lazy man. Let Phil do it. Lightning damage. Zap! And now I run and hide for a few rounds. The dwarf did that.
Yes, I'll take credit.
Roll some damage?
Yes.
All right. I think you mean Rob the boar gets hit by the orb.
Yes.
Hobgoblin.
I thought Rob the boar was your bro.
Oh, good.
Oh, this is terrible. Oh, see what you've started.
Stupid boar, get out of the way!
I'm not stupid.
Crits the ranger!
I'm actually the smartest boar in the world.
14 damage.
Oh!
And you're marked, and you're slowed.
Wow. I'm wet, and I'm wet?
You're marked, and you're slowed.
Okay.
14 damage, so that brings me down to 22. And slowed.
I get to shoot my arrows in slow motion, which is like twice as cool. It's like arrow time.
Right.
He charges the fire.
Fear on this guy.
Nice.
That is 17 versus will.
That hits.
So he will now run away at plus 2 speed.
And?
Is that immediately or on
its
mark?
It says unhit. The target moves at speed plus 2 away from you. The fleeing target avoids unsafe squares and difficult terrain. If it can, this movement provokes opportunity attacks. So.
And of course, the fighter is ready to roll for.
I think that's now.
Yeah, I think it moves on its turn.
I thought it moved down. I thought it moved when it was cast.
Yeah.
So that would be...
So opportunity attack. So that's 18 versus 18. Plus 2 for opportunity attacks.
That hits.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I think it can move down.
11 damage.
stop it.
It's not shifting.
Oh, you're right.
Chris, now all he's going to do is charge right
now. No,
it's not shifting.
You can stop its movement if you want to.
But I can choose not to.
Right. It's a shift, doesn't it?
No.
And we stop moving if they move from both these hands.
Oh, okay.
But I'll let it run away.
Yes, please.
I mean, I was just kidding about
just for one challenging you.
Yeah, it's encounter power. It's just a one-time thing.
Okay, great.
Because, you know, it's worth an issue. Fly, gone. Buskier, gone. Turn undead, gone.
Paralysis, gone.
Nothing's too powerful.
Darren, you're slowed.
Yes!
And marked by the hobgoblin in front of you. Okay. Oh, yeah, you had a minus 2 penalty on that attack. Didn't matter.
So, I will use my nimble strike.
Way to go.
At will power.
Game ruined.
Ease my quarry. And I will shoot. So that's a complete miss for 10 armor class.
Good job.
Golf jump. Golf class.
Golf class.
That's what you get for freebies. Where's my $18 set of dice?
If those roll bad, then you're really in trouble.
Here, switch.
Yeah, he's going to DM those.
He touched
purple dice
the jinx.
See? It's the worst time.
I hear it's been charged right back, but...
Scaredy boar! I mean, like, it was him!
What just happened?
Yeah!
Just because I'm short doesn't mean you can do that.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this boar's getting a lot of mileage.
Right, it's gonna be lean meat.
That's true. Delicious.
Yay, 12.
Dang. I'm ready for him.
Mergrim.
Right.
Still marked by the hobgoblin in front of you.
Right. He's getting steel serpent stricken.
Fighting dire bacon.
Stroking.
What are you stroking?
It's chicken? 18 versus 18.
Stroked?
18 is a miss.
I'll mark him back.
That can't be anything but good. Nice.
And,
well, I do,
I'll use my minor action the second one.
And so they would not take
versus reflex 16.
Adam uses that.
My name's not in the word, that's my turn.
Is Monty Cook? Well,
16 versus reflex on the board?
No!
Ah.
It goes in counter power.
Yes.
I would have justified
9.
Four sword to the board.
The hobgoblins are next.
Are you in trouble? No.
Myself.
Okay.
That's what she said.
You can win it yourself? That's wrong on so many levels.
Stop doing that all the time.
Well, we'll miss the fighter.
Just because it's a minor action for you. Because you're a dwarf. Okay, that's done. Let's clear a mind of this.
How about 25? Is that
ow. That's what I get.
10 damage.
Oh.
And your margin slowed.
I rolled the same for my slow weight.
I failed.
Okay. I'm going to actually slow until the end of the hobgoblin.
Okay.
Felicia.
Wow. Yes. This is so fun being a player. I don't have to remember all these things. Okay, fuck it. Sorry, I'm dancing.
Dance
like,
to DM, though.
I don't like that thing.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. Musings of the chatty player.
It's not the same.
Yeah. You have to change all your URLs.
And I still play them on. I don't think it's worth the focus.
Right.
Who wants combat advantage?
I'm marked. Yeah, well, I'm marked by the hobgoblin, so I wouldn't really be able to take advantage of it.
You want combat advantage?
It'll kind of bounce.
I can always use an extra plus 2. Yeah, maybe counter against this guy.
Yeah.
And then we'll need some heals.
I'm good. I'm 4 away.
Yeah, we'll wait a little bit.
All right. Then I will, I'll go right. I'm gonna hide behind the wizard.
fighting the Iron Ranger because I didn't even get a fighter.
I'm so tempted to just face step out of there.
This is the conga line formation here.
Where's Wade for lightning bolt?
A blue dragon shows up.
It's the Gen Con conga line.
Oh, God.
All right, Theron.
Okay, I will shift. I'm marked by that. No, no, now it's marked here.
Right, you're no longer marked.
Good question. Rules question.
When I want to attack him, does he?
My fortitude is pretty good.
He gives him cover, but not this one. So I can choose.
I think it's whatever. I don't want to be close.
No, actually, that's an ally, so.
Your allies don't give it cover.
Yeah,
his allies do.
Okay. But can I still choose the path that the arrow takes when I shoot? Or it's defender's choice?
It's the number of corners.
It's a large creatures, basically, yeah.
It's the number of corners.
If it comes out of cover, I read it.
So it cancels it out.
You got combat advantage anyway. Yeah.
All right, so I will use two Fang Strike on it. First attack at plus 8. I will use my Elven Accuracy power.
All right.
So that basically goes to 14, and the second attack basically goes to 26.
The second one will hit.
Right. But then again, the two Fang Strike don't work. So it's 14 points of damage. Plus. This is on the closest target.
Alright.
And I'm going for the big guy.
I always love describing Elven accuracy, like, oh, you decided to swing this way. Oh, wait, go this way instead. The Elven eyes tell you that's a much better way to swing.
Well, I take it back well.
Right. It's more fun to narrate, though, especially when they roll a 1, like, oh, you're about to drop it. Oh, wait, you're an elf.
Alright, the boar is no longer charging. And he's got a dwarf in front of him.
Hi.
So he takes advantage of his long-standing racial enmity towards dwarves.
Yeah, I thought we were friends. I have a mini of me riding you.
22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 damage.
He's so cute, really bloody.
Really bloody.
Damn it. Keep forgetting the plus 2 to defenses for second winding.
Yeah.
And it's your turn.
Am I still marked by the hobgoblin?
Yes.
Want to delay? Because I could use disruptive strike on the other one.
Yeah, I mean, wait. All these guys got to get taken down somehow, you know?
Is anything bodied?
Nope.
Well, still a minus 60.
What if we hit the most? The boar?
Probably.
Yeah. Crushing blow on the hobgoblin.
Which hobgoblin?
The one that marked me. Ah. 18.
Nope.
That's 18 with both encounter powers. You guys are going to help me out here, right?
Yes.
Okay. So... Okay, I mark him.
All right,
that's it.
Wizard's going to get right next to this hobgoblin and then thunderwave those three squares.
So let's hit the boar with a 14 versus fortitude and the hobgoblin maybe. Less.
Moving on.
I'm going to take a minor action to pee my pants.
That's free action.
Nice.
Well, you ain't worth a dick.
I'll cry. I'll cry with that's the minor notice. Action.
That's official now.
Yeah.
It's going up as a scoop.
Free action, peeing pants. Done. All right, I'm done. And vulnerable.
That's a Slayer's Ambush for us. Latrines and...
All right. Seeing your fear, smelling it, Hobgoblin swings his flail at you. 26 to hit.
Well, definitely hit.
8 damage. And he's floating marks. The other hobgoblin. This guy's gonna sit. The other one takes advantage of that flank.
Ooh.
To get a whopping 16 on the dwarf.
My back is even more protected.
That means you're no longer marked.
Right.
Felicia.
I go here and I use the burst. I'll hit this guy's door.
Uh-huh.
Alright. Beacon of Hope.
Right.
Oh, the big guns.
Bacon of Hope.
Bacon of Hope.
Bacon of Hope.
Bacon of Hope on that guy.
The Mathling of Cheerfulness is his favorite power.
That is a 20 verse Will.
His weakened. Will's his high defense.
Oh, didn't it hit him?
No, it does hit.
What?
It does hit.
Okay, 20. It's he's weakened until his next turn. This guy is 14 verse Will. Okay.
That misses.
And that guy. Yeah, so that misses. And everyone gets 9 hit points.
Woo! Woo!
All right. And your healing powers are better.
And my healing power is plus 5. Does anyone else need more healing?
Good for now.
Yeah.
Now I'm 31.
You need more stuff?
I'm full of bacon.
All right, that's a healing word. So that is... what's that? 7, 8, 9, 11 points plus your healing surge.
Right. That's cool. This bacon gives us so much hope.
And now...
this is your future.
Never underestimate the power of bacon.
Yes. And now he's
while fighting a boar.
Action point. And now he's weakened. So what's that do? He's
half damage.
Half damage.
Half damage.
Nice.
Right. So
very nice.
I will Lance of Faith him.
You're in melee. Neutral.
That's 20.
Okay.
What's that?
You're in melee.
You get flailed.
Half. I'll take it.
16.
16 for CC, you miss. I will now do 12 points of radiant damage against him.
The board's bloody.
Woo!
And you get a plus 2 power bonus against your next attack against him.
Right.
Nice. And now I'm done.
Alright. Done?
And that's how you power.
I will declare this as my quarry.
Is that your daily power?
Yeah.
That's fitting.
We're all here.
As my move action, and I will use
Unwin Strike. I'm saving mine for that.
I know what.
Flaming Sphere.
Flaming Sphere 12 is
and 16.
Great.
I didn't want to use it.
I mean, no. We just like,
miss.
Make it bowling over. It's really good. Pretty much didn't use anything else.
Did your last fate?
The hag shrieks.
You still have it.
Cujo, fall back!
Can I give it to you for your, Oh, no, that was...
That's against the boar.
Yeah.
That's against the boar.
The boar protects you.
Thinks about it, then attacks you.
27.
It thinks about hitting me and then does.
It only does 3 damage, though, because it's weakened.
You call yourself a boar.
What's this hag do?
She just shrieked.
She just told Cujo to fall back.
Oh,
so Cujo.
Nice. It's
plus
22. 24.
Yep.
Stop it from moving. 11 damage, and I stop it from moving. Just grab its tusks.
No, you don't.
Can't slide a dwarf.
Headbutt. Headbutt is to death.
Okay. The weekend was for how long?
Until the end of... until the end of its next turn.
Alright. Nurgrim.
Go deal.
I was thinking about brute striking it, but... already hurt. Pretty bad. Tide of Iron. 27.
Nice. There you go.
That'll hit.
14 damage.
Wait, you prevented it from moving. Now are you pushing it? Make up your
and
mind.
And now I'm pushing it.
Make up your mind, man.
I headbutt it into the next square.
Don't get worse. I really don't.
We're a rich and varied culture.
Yeah.
A nation of many complexities.
Like an onion. No, that's wrong.
You're moving forward there. Shift.
It's with Tide of Iron.
Yeah.
And is it a shift?
You can shift into the space.
We're in that.
Well, he just moved the boar out of my thunder wave. Anytime.
Strength of bows. This is my good side.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm thinking.
The wizard is pondering.
We're going to have to use Thunder Wave.
I can take it.
Oh.
Go.
Gear. Shift there. Thunder Wave. I'll push the boar. Get the heck out of here, boar. I just walk around like this all the time, and maybe something happens every now and then.
Ow. Shaking.
Alright, how about Lone Text the Fighter?
It's just stupid right there.
20? Soldier shifts one square, provided it ends in square adjacent to another hobgoblin. The other one.
They shift extra.
They fight in flank formation. I know this my years of being a dwarf.
Wait, I disrupt the attack on the wizard.
Ah! Fancy!
So with that's the one.
A great 9!
I missed.
Thanks, nice try.
Did something happen? Huh.
I'm not disrupted in the league. This
26.
Is awesome.
26.
I'll disrupt
again.
Six damage.
Momentarily paused the damage.
Felicia.
I need to stop by Indian arrows.
Are those people next to me?
Yeah.
There are new
side
friends.
By side.
Stop it.
Flails whirling in perfect synchronization. You are getting very
so rhythmic.
Who knew that was a hobgoblin arc for?
Can't shift here. Can't shift there.
Right.
I'll take a shift here.
Alright.
Will I get flanking?
Yes.
Again, the wizard helps by being like this.
Pull your longsword, dude.
I don't have a longsword, I have a dagger.
It's priest's shield, which is kind of nice.
I'm a conservative, I don't know.
16 versus AC?
AC? No way.
Cling.
That's what you're flanking?
18 versus AC?
AC? No way.
No.
We are impenetrable.
I'm done.
Theron.
I will. Not use my superpower yet. That's my strike. So that's plus 8. Plus 8.
So that's 25, and never mind. So that's 7 and 8, that's 15.
Cujo! Cujo! Come back!
He's busy.
And he's gone again. Your call is important.
The boar.
Attack.
Nergrim. 20 is a miss.
Versus reflex. 6, 11, force damage.
Woo!